Well, we have two courses, actually. Now we have a short course and a long course. The short course is a 3.5 3K run, kayak 1K, cycle one is 8.5K, trail run 5.12K, and the cycle is 11.56K. And then the long course is 6.7K, 1K kayak, cycle 1, 21.4K, trail run 5.12K, and the final cycle 11.56K all around the garden area.
Yeah, let's break that down. What's the course entail? How difficult is it?
It's a tough enough course. The two runs are tough enough. The cycle for the short course is not the first cycle is not too bad. The cycle one for the long course is there's some climbing on it as well, and then the trail run, which is the same for both courses, is up to La Ancha, up the trail La Ancha and back down again. So it's a climb, 2.5K climb up and downhill for the second half, and then around Garton Lake, which with a bit of climbing and that as well for both routes. So a good mix of different.
I'll test them, that's for sure. How long has this challenge been going, Sean?
This is our third year now, so it's been going well. We're working along with the Kilmacrenan Community Development Group to raise funds for that. So over the last 2 years, we've raised around 2,500 roughly for them, so that's quite good.
And you've seen competitor numbers build as well? Have they been on the increase?
Yeah, they're building up. I suppose there's a lot of these races happening now, and it's hard to get numbers for everything, you know, but this is a fairly good one, and it's good training for people that are going on to do other races throughout the year as well, like Mads coming up now in the 22nd of July, yeah. And, you know, so stuff like that. So it's good training, and it is tough, and but people do it because it's tough, I think. So yeah. that's the reason. Yeah.
Well, this adventure racing has become extremely popular over the last number of years, and numbers are building. We've seen it in War. That's just one of a number of events that's already taken place this year, and it's going to continue right through to the summer. So why is it now that I don't know, can we call it the end thing, is to do adventure racing?
Yeah, I suppose the last few years it has been the end thing. All right, I think people just want a challenge. I think Donegal, Letterkenny, around this area especially, there's a lot of people out running and cycling, and so I think they just want to put that together, maybe combine it into something that'll challenge them, and that they'll get a sense of achievement out of it. I think really that's what's driving people to do these things, you know.
Yeah. Are you going to compete yourself?
Not this time, no. I did compete in WAR there. I done the WAR duathlon, and
I
was fortunate enough to win it. Yeah. So
and John Breslin finished second.
We
haven't heard the end of that. So,
yeah.
So.
That might tell you a bit about the kind of level of competition that was in that duathlon. But no, it was good. Great event. WAR is a great event. I mean, they put such a big effort into down there. They have it's a great event, and it's great to see that they get them huge numbers. Unfortunately, we don't probably have the same resources as they do to push it, but that's great for the county to see all these races happening.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on in the activity centre out there in Garton. It's not just about the adventure race. Through the year now, through the summer, it's going to be a busy period out there.
Yeah, we're busy out there now in the centre. We'll be summer camps now. All July and August, we'll have 7 weeks of summer camps out there for kids. At the minute now, May and June, we'll have all the primary schools and national schools coming to the centre. So it's a busy time for us around now.
Yeah, I'm also going to mention another event out in Garton. It's the Open Water Swimmers events, which are taking place. There's going to be two of them.
Yep.
And they're always popular as well out there.
They're popular. Open Water Swimming has starting to become very popular in Donegal as well. So, and it's good to see that happening. It's good to see just a mixture of stuff happening around the county. We'll have a few more events coming up throughout the year as well. There'll be an endurance weekend and a half Ironman possibly, and another mountain bike race on September. We had one in February, which was very successful. Mm-hmm. So all these things are happening for us.
Yeah, you're not doing the challenge. What's your next event?
My next thing now, I'm doing the Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra Cycle, the 5.5K. So I'm getting ready now. Just under 4 weeks now. So the training has been going well, and hopefully I don't get injured now between now and then. So I'm doing it I'm trying to raise money for Bumbling. So if anybody would like to donate to me, it's www.idonate and just my name at the back of it. So if anybody wants to donate to Bumblings, which is a great cost, please do.
Yeah. What did you do 5.55 in last year?
I done 34 hours. I'm hoping to get on to 30 this time if I possibly can. Right. It'll depend on weather. But.
Well, listen, the best of luck in the 555.
Thank you.
And the best of luck next week on the Gartan Challenge, because it's the adventure race is going to be a popular one. There's a lot of interest in it. If anybody wants to get any late details on it, where's the best place to go?
Well, you can go on to the Gartan Challenge Facebook page or the Gartan website, www.gartan.com. You can book either online or you can contact the office. The number's on the page there. So either way, just get the bookings in now, please.
Okay. Sean McCrudden, many thanks for joining us. Best luck next weekend.
Thank you, Ajit.